This is Appendix 28 from the Companion Bible. Nimrod. Genesis 10, 8:9 by E.W. Bullinger. Josephus Anth. Judd. I. C. 4. 2 says, Nimrod persuaded mankind not to ascribe their happiness to God, but to think that his own excellency was the source of it. And he soon changed things into a tyranny, thinking there was no other way to wean men from the fear of God, than by making them rely upon his own power. The Targum of Jonathan says, from the foundation of the world none was ever found like Nimrod, powerful in hunting, and in rebellions against the Lord. The Jerusalem Targum says, he was powerful in hunting and in wickedness before the Lord, for he was a hunter of the sons of men, and he said to them, depart from the judgment of the Lord, and adhere to the judgment of Nimrod. Therefore is it said, as Nimrod is the strong one, strong in hunting, and in wickedness before the Lord. The Toldy paraphrase of 1 Chronicles 1:10 says, Cush begat Nimrod, who began to prevail in wickedness, for he shed innocent blood, and rebelled against Jehovah. Nimrod was the founder of Babylon, which partook of his character as being the great antagonist of God's truth and God's people. We cannot fail to see, in Nimrod, Satan's first attempt to raise up a human universal ruler of men. There have been many subsequent attempts, such as Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander, Napoleon, and others. He will finally succeed in the person of the Antichrist. Return to main index page